It'll be on the other mic.
A minute worth of chat.
Yeah, also.
Yeah. The boys shout in the background.
Tony, it'll be the other mic. I'll fix the other mic for the chat.
Oh, we've got two of these things. Yeah. Jim, you'll be on this one. Or do you want me on this one and Jimmy?
No, both on the same one.
On the same one. Jim, can we use this one? Together.
I'm trying to figure out if it's early in that's happening like this or. I hope it's early.
It's not early.
I'm good.
How are you doing, Bev? Pete? What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah. Just want to. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Julian and stuff. Yeah. Don't steal that paper, Leroy.
I know, little Daisy, it all around his drum kit.
Tony, bear in mind that we might want to cut your questions out.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. We don't say bad words in the case of that. Is that what he said?
No, he said they might want to cut the questions out to use them again 100 times with a million right, different voices chipped in.
I don't care. Shut away.
You ready?
All right then, look out, here's the light.
Jimmy, all the songs you're doing on this program today, they're all from the new LP. Tell me, how did the album title come about, Axis Boulder's Love?
Oh, yeah, well, Axis, like, you know, that's a change, you know, of the scene, you know. So yeah. The new civilization comes every time it changes, you know. And so Axis can change the whole scene for us. It's like love can, you know, so blah, blah, woof, woof. Axis Boulder's Love, you know. Some corny idea. Yeah. But all the songs we're going to play are not all of them from there. We're just going to throw in something else, you know, because... Mm-hmm. We're trying to remember the other songs. We didn't bring our pre-recorded tapes.
Yeah. Well, that lot will be edited out, but we'll carry on. Anyway, have you got enough on that one, Bev? Right? Jimmy, one thing I've always wanted to ask you. Listen, you've virtually made the wah-wah guitar pedal sound your own. Was this actually your own invention, or did you hear somebody else doing it and adapt it?
No, here's what happened. This is the truth. You know, like on the first LP, Are You Experienced, you know, on this track, I Don't Live Today, there's a guitar, I take a solo on it, and it's wah-wah, like. But see, we're doing it with hand then, you know. So then Vox and this other company in the States, in California, they made this scene. The first record I heard with the wah-wah is like, what was that, Tales of Brave Ulysses by the Cream. Yeah, which is one of my favorite records. But beforehand, you know, like, we used to use a hand wah-wah then, you know, which sounds very good. I think we'll use it some more on records, you know. It's a very groovy sound. It's different than this same old, you know.
And you're developing it all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, we mess around with it a lot of times, yeah. We're mostly working with a high octave scene, though. It boosts the guitar octave higher.
Superb.
Yeah, splendid. Thank you.
Any more chat? Because Jimmy's coming on.
I just feel like talking to you now. I just feel like rocking out there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Come away with words, something old, something new, something borrow, something blue. Oh.
Yes, thanks, Tony.
Jimmy, one quick.
Hang about.
Jimmy, one quick.
Hang about.
What?
Hang about.
Hang about.
You want to do another one? Right, here we go, recording. In a minute.
Yeah. Jimmy, one very quick question. Out of all the songs on the new album, which is your own particular favorite?
Well, I'm not sure. It's very hard to say, cause since we have Queen Bee featured on some of them, which is Mitch Mitchell, as we all know. But we have Bob Dylan's grandmother featured on this.
No, already.
But I like A Little Wing, and let's see, what else do we have on there? Oh, I can't remember the name. What was that, Little Wing? You Got Me Floating.
I like that. Wait Till Tomorrow, that's our producer, Ben Phillips' favorite.
That's a commercial song that you know. Something like that, I don't know.
Bev, could you edit any of that out?
What happened?
What
did we say wrong?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? No, it's only just for little. It'll be snipped up for little links between various things. Okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
Well, they can start playing now. Thanks, Jim. That's beautiful. Thanks, man. Anyway.
wouldn't say anything.
Oh, listen, I know. What about the on this particular show that's going to be used on the Fairport Convention will be on? I saw you sitting in with them the other night.
Fairport Convention.
Yeah.
We'll get in trouble if you say that. Last time we went down there and seen them. We were there.
Do you want to say that? That's not a bad one, actually.
Yeah, you know what that is.
This will be better interview.
Can I throw a little feedback on the mic there?
Yeah. Dave, you got enough?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Because Jimmy wasn't meant to be sitting in with them that night. You know, there was only Kit Lambert and Chaz Chandler and everybody sitting there.
Did you say we went down there and liked them?
Yeah, well, you...
Yeah, why not?
You know, say it's not... Yeah.
Yeah, let's say that, shall we? Here it is, then.
Yeah. And you say something, hey, it's nice to be on a show with the Fairport Convention, because
we're
going to
be on the show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, because we've seen him.
Running? Right.
Yeah, it was really nice to be on a show with the, what's the Fairport Convention? Because we used to speak easy with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Four time. Oh, yeah. Man, is this me or what?
Can you make that one more time?
Yes. Maybe? Yes, it's really nice to be at the show with the Fairport Convention, you know, because we used to have to speak easy with them, you know.
Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, you're a bit near for that. We got some puffs.
Okay.
Okay, we can use that as a jingle, that last bit. Okay. Yeah.
All right, forget it.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thanks,
okay,
Bill.
Thank you.
Hey, we made up a radio jingle for you, okay? Hey, is anybody back there?
Yeah.
We got a radio jingle for you, okay? Okay, if it goes name radio one, you're the one for me. Radio One, you're the only one for me. Just turn that dial, make your music worthwhile. Radio One. Stole my gal, but I love you just the same. It out before that part.
Now I've had everything.
Against your wall, tonight's the night. We plan to run away together. Come on, darling, babe, there's no time to stall. And now you're telling me that I think you better wait till tomorrow. What you say?
You better wait till tomorrow.
I ain't gonna wait that long.
You better wait till tomorrow.
Oh, no. Gotta make sure it's right. So until tomorrow, good night. This way. Oh, on the phone, you said you're gonna run off with me today. Now I'm standing here like some turned down serenade and fool. Hearing strange words that are from the mixed up mind of you. And you keep telling me that think about a way till tomorrow. What you say?
Think about a way till tomorrow.
I ain't gonna be that long.
Think about a way till tomorrow.
Say, I gotta make sure it's right. So until tomorrow, good night. Oh, you must be sure. Let's talk to this girl a little bit here. Hey, Dolly Man girl, you must be insane. So unsure of yourself, and from your unsure window, do I see a greatest shot for me. And I hear you say, it's I, baby. Well, I guess we don't have to look into it. Well, that really is a drag on my part, baby. And I can hear you say, it must not have been right. So, whatever, good night.
Dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain. But all the same, you know it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right.
Look at it.
The clouds are really low, and they overflow with cotton candy, and battlegrounds red and brown. But it's all in your mind, and don't waste your time thinking about bad things. This floats your little mind around. We got a few friends laying around here in the studio. Hi. Yeah, okay. Mr. Nolan, I'd like to do a little number for you right here. You all together now? You all together? Yeah. We'd like to throw a little bit of blues on you here. Yeah, okay, there we go. Let's get my heart together here. Well, I went around the train station, waiting for that train. Down to some shame. I can feel the tears.
Now, can you dig that? Can you dig that?
Trying to get my heart together, that's all. Well, I said,
I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna be big, yeah. Gonna make a whole lot of money, baby. Just the way it is. And then I'm gonna come back to this town. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna give a piece of you. I'm gonna give a piece of you too, baby. Yes, indeed, baby. I'm just trying to get my heart back together. Back together again. Thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, okay then. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I got my heart back together. Yeah. Everybody all right? It's all right. Thanks for that, man. Take it easy. Man. See y'all later. Merry Christmas. Yeah, same to you. Just have me and my guitar now. Friends here at the studio sitting around in front of us. You all together now? You all got the thing together?
Well, we're good.
Yeah, we get it.
Sing a song now.
Sit around the train station. Wait for the train to take me away. Take me away.
in my shoes. Put it all in my shoes. I might even give a piece to you. It's all right. Thank you very much for your help. It was all right. It's, you know. Here we go, then. Kind of bring it kind of quiet right here and end the song.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, people.
Okay.
I think we had a thing going there for a while. Hey, can we just hear that back so we see what... A little thing for the BBC people here. We got a few friends here in the studio sitting around in front of us. You all together now? You all got the thing together?
Well,
yeah, we get it.
Sing a song now.
Sitting around the train station. Waiting for the train.
Jimi Hendrix Live and Unreleased was produced by Bruce Gehry. Production and engineering by Dave Kephart. Written by Karen Shearer. Researched by Bruce Gehry and Michael Fairchild. Released under the supervision of Alan Douglas for RU Experience Limited. With special thanks to Keo Cherie, Warner Brothers, the BBC, Slight Return Productions, Peter Irwin, Meatball Fulton, Bert Kleinman, and Gary Landis. I'm Damien, and when we return, we're going to hear the original Jimi Hendrix Experience live and unreleased at the Los Angeles Forum on April 26, 1969.
Jimmy, why do you play guitar with your teeth?
Well, actually, I really don't play with my teeth. I play with my ears. My ears there.
Hey, Jimmy, what do you think of American Cops?
American Cops? Oh, man, it's really great, man. They got some groovy uniforms, stripes down their pants, clubs in their pockets. Wow. That was like guns.
Tell me, Jimmy, do you smoke?
No.
Hey, Jimmy, why do you wear your hair like that?
Yeah, well, these hair strands here, each one stands for a vibration. They're all supposed to be good. But, oh, there goes a... Stranding.
Did you put a spell on those two white boys?
Well, I think they put a spell on me. You know, we're all brothers and sisters, aren't we?
Jimmy, how much do you rely on gimmicks?
Gimmicks, here we go again. Gimmicks, man. I'm tired of people saying we're buying gimmicks. What is this? The world is nothing but a big gimmick, isn't it? Wars, napalm bombs and all that. People get burned up on TV and it's nothing but a big gimmick. Yes, we do.
No, no, that's the wrong image.
Now get close together, real close. All together, babe. Yeah. That's it, fine, that's great. Yeah, lovely.
Just there, like that. Fine, fine, terrific. Hold it, that's nice. There you go, Jim.
What a strange chase, man.
No, don't hold it. Forget it.
I used to get so mad, though, I just, you know, didn't even pay too much attention, because what the teacher was telling us, you know, Indians are bad. I mean, you know, in other words, Indians are bad, you know. Grandmothers would tell me beautiful Indian stories. I used to see her a lot, you know. And she used to make these clothes for me, and so then after I stayed with her, for a while, you know, I used to go back and take these clothes to school and wear them and all that, and, you know, people would laugh and all this mess. But some of them have a lot of money, you know, got, you know, this and that because they get checks and all this, but there's a lot of them on the reservation, man. Ooh, it was really terrible. every single house is the same, you know. It's not even a house, it's like a hut. Ooh, it's this really bad scene for him, you know. Like half of them are down on Skid Row, you know, drinking and really completely out of their minds, you know, and they're not doing anything. Oh, well, the first jump is really out of sight, like you're in the plane, you know. Some cats has never been in the plane before. Some people were thrown up in the, you got a big bucket, you know, big garbage cans in the middle. It's great.
What do you think?
At the beginning, the plane is going, rawr, this roaring and shaking. You can see the rivets just jumping around, talking about, what am I doing here? I would have to start from the third person down, though. Like, you know, I was watching them. I said, wow. A split second, a thought went through me, like, you're crazy. Physically, it was very, very, you know, falling over backwards feeling, you know, in your dreams. And then all of a sudden, it just disappeared. And it was almost like blank, and it was almost like a crying, and you want to laugh, and pat the sergeant on the back, say, who's this joking with me, Sergeant? But you know, and all the time, you know, you say, what the hell am I doing here? And all, by that time, you're just there at the door, and all of a sudden, you know, this flop, rush, and all of a sudden, then you're up like that, and then you just, oh. It's so personal, because once you get out there, everything is so quiet. All you hear is a breeze, whoosh, you know, like that. You're there all by yourself, and you can talk very low, you can scream or anything. And I think how crazy I was for doing this thing, but I loved it, you know, anyway. And then you're supposed to look up, you know, and you see if your chute is open, and it's open, and then you say, thank the Lord. Yeah, I never did want to go to the moon too much. I always wanted to go to Saturn or Venus or something like that, something that could show me some kind of scenery. I believe that maybe in one sense we might be nothing but little ants to them, you know, and quite naturally they might not even want to bother us, you know. They might be on their way to somewhere else. I mean, you wouldn't go about 2 miles out of your way just to step on an anthill. I don't know what everybody should be scared about, though. They should try to get in contact some kind of way. It's very abstract type. You know, I don't really get into dreaming about getting into something and going off, you know, away to somewhere.
Do you believe in God, Jimmy?
God, now let's see. There's several gods I believe in. We have Noel Redding, Mitch Mitchell, yes. We have the reincarnation of Thomas Edison.
Hey, Jimmy. Do you believe in God? Hey, Jimmy. Do you believe in God?
Singers, on the whole, the real blues singers, are preachers at heart. I don't mean that they go out and tell other people exactly what they should do, but they very much like to stand up on a stage and tell people what they are and what they do. If you feel that that's the way you'd like to be, well, good. If you don't, never mind, but don't tell me what to do. That's the attitude of a bluesman.
No, I'd rather do it again.
Hey, can we just have one kind of hurry? Don't waste all the film there. Stop it for a second. Because I was scared to death. So then, can I just do it one more time, though? Can I just do it one more time?
this town, yeah, I gotta leave this town. Gonna make a whole lot of money, gonna be big, yeah, gonna be big, yeah. Gonna buy this town, gonna buy this town, and put it all in my shoe. Might even give a piece to you. This is what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. You think I'd do that?
Let go! across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just right. So hard to get through to you.
Looking at me, yeah. I'll tell you what, listen to this, man. Look, it's Christmas time, right? And everybody's feeling all good, right? And like, man, I don't want to go off the stage without doing one little number, all right? Where everybody can join in. Wow, everybody, ooh. All those people out there. Anyway, Dick, we got the song where everybody can join in. Is it all right if we do a wild thing? I mean, you know, we haven't did it in so long, man. We just want to do it just for the fun of it. You believe it's the last time this year we'll do it, okay? And I'd like to think about all the soldiers coming in from Vietnam and Haiti and all this, you know. And everybody being straight with each other, you know. The president, he got his little head together, you know. I don't know who turned him on. So, excuse me. For instance, and instead of marching down the street with, M1s, M16s, all these rifles and stuff, I'm, you know, marching down the street with a little bit of guitars. Something like this, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.